SD Drive is where you're at. My name is Mick Radd. You just heard Eliza Dixon right there with Gold featuring Braxton Cook. And before that, we had that Wagons track, My Darkness. Congratulations to Benjamin from Ashfield. He picked up a copy because he rang through. We love all of our listeners. If you missed out on a chance to win it today, there'll be a chance of breakfast tomorrow, drive tomorrow, static tomorrow, and then Friday breakfast will be the last one before we change it all up and bring you a new feature album on Friday Drive. But yeah, as we'd like to give back a little bit to our loyal listeners. You are on 2SER on a Wednesday afternoon. Now imagine closing a business deal with nothing but a handshake and an abundance of optimism. Most would call you naive, or maybe snicker a little bit, that the outcome could only end in disaster. But for the founders of ticketing company Humanitix, it has led them to unprecedented success. From their humble beginnings in a garage to now collaborating with Google and generating a staggering 500% increase in yearly profits last December, these guys have proved that conventional wisdom isn't always correct. We've got Josh Ross in the studio, one of the co-founders of Humanitix. And we also have Adam Long in here, who came in a little while ago from Legal AI. They're both in the studio. Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, Mick. Great to see you.
Thanks for coming in again. And Adam, and good to see you, Josh. When Adam was in, he had a little bit of a chat about Humanitix, and it was something that I hadn't really known about until my producer, Christina, and Adam, and I had a look into it, and blew me away. This is a ticketing company. When you think of ticketing companies, we think of Ticket Tech and Ticketmaster and Eventbrite and these big companies that are probably making a fair bit of dough. But Humanitix is doing it for all a different reason. Tell me how it all came about.
Yeah, that's right. So we're the first not-for-profit ticketing platform disrupting that industry. Yeah. And it came about in Sri Lanka. So myself and Adam McCurdy, we were best mates at the time and uni students. This was 2009, 2010. We were hiking around Sri Lanka for a couple of months. And you get a lot of time to talk on those types of trips. It was a uni break. And we were trying to work out how when we graduated from our degrees, we wouldn't get completely stuck in that corporate jungle, which as idealistic uni students, we didn't want to be for the next 30, 40 years. And so we were trying to reflect on why, we're not unique in having dreams, but most of us get it bashed out of ourselves by the time we hit 30, 40 and end up doing something we don't really love. And so we were trying to work out how do you hold the course? And we realized it's the fear of loneliness and stepping out and doing what you really want to do for us.
Yeah.
That was likely to be the biggest risk. And so we made a pledge to each other that we'd back each other. And no matter what the idea was or when it came about, we'd support the other to try and pull off what would be our dream. We just didn't have the idea yet.
So that was just the burgeoning idea of the fact that the two of you to go out together and try something maybe risky, I guess, or maybe just going out there and trying something new, but you both had each other's backs, and that was the key to it all.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's different as a social entrepreneur, but even as a normal entrepreneur or creator of anything, to step away and do that on your own when all your mates are paying down their mortgages, et cetera, you live in Sydney, pretty expensive city, hard to do on your own. Still hard to do as a pair, but a lot less scary.
So that was a concept, I guess, of the two of you getting together. Then when did the idea of a ticketing not-for-profit company come about? Like, what was it about the industry that you thought, well, this needs a shake up?
Yeah, so it's the industry seen as a necessary evil. No one loves ticketing platforms.
Yeah.
In fact, people are fed up with excessive booking fees. And so we wanted to, at this stage of our career, create an awesome social enterprise that could give back to, we care about education, help disadvantaged kids, Indigenous kids, young girls with literacy programs, etc. And we were trying to work out how we could do that at scale. And we just saw ticketing being highly scalable, recurring events, not much love for these ticketing platforms. If we could turn those annoying booking fees into a source of incredible good in the world, that no one else in the world is doing that. So we thought, let's try.
Is that true? There's no one else in the world doing what you're doing?
No, not like iModel, nothing like it in the ticketing space.
Adam.
Yeah, so this is quite an incredible thing to come across as a charity. The best way to describe it is as a tech charity. So it's not a charity out there standing on the street asking for donations. What they've done is build this incredible product that makes events have a real impact, both in the donations that are given as a result, but also just making event management a delight for the event organizers. So instead of asking for donations, all they ask is that people come and run their events on Humanitix, sell their tickets through there, knowing that they can have some pretty remarkable impact. Like the grounds of Alexandria, they use Humanitix, for example.
Yeah.
They've funded 15,000 meals for disadvantaged Aussie kids just by ticketing their events through Humanitix. Or the Football Federation of Australia, they funded 2 years of girls' education from the tickets for a single match.
That's amazing.
And
Doesn't cost anyone anything extra. In fact, the coolest thing is we just won the biggest gin festival in Australia. It's end of September in Centennial Park. If you want to get a ticket, it's on our site. There's the plug. Fever Tree. And what's amazing is they switched from a previous platform. They've saved 25% on fees.
Yep.
Provide 3,000 days of education for young girls.
And
it
really
costs them or their patrons anything extra.
What I love as well is when you're providing this platform for these events, you're actually letting them know where that money is going at the time, right?
Like, so that event organizer can see in real time on their back end what the dollar impact is. So it's completely transparent.
And that's something I think very unique in a lot of companies, because you don't know where your money's going generally. You know, obviously you just think it's in someone's pocket or it's into the bank somewhere, an investment somewhere. But to actually see the tangible results of what you're doing, I think it's a real key thing that you're doing. So your career, when you were at uni and you were thinking of what you're going to do with your life, obviously you had some dreams of doing some good for people, and this idea came out of that with you and Adam. But did you sort of, the skills that you trained in, are they very useful in what you're doing now? Like, how do you see them sort of relating to each other?
Yeah, it's a hard one to answer because, I mean, and this goes for me and Adam. Adam's skill set, he was learning about technology and project management.
Okay.
Doing management consulting in a big tech giant. And so that's definitely applicable to what we're doing. I was studying businesses, working out whether they're investments or if the opposite, should we be short selling these companies in a hedge fund? That gave me great general knowledge on business and strategy and management and regulation.
Yep.
That's all relevant for what we're doing.
Totally. But
I think the biggest thing it gave me was a network. You know, you get to meet a lot of different influential people in companies. And when we were starting Humantics, that was very useful.
I read that you're very careful with how quickly you're expanding, and that you don't want to try to covering two big events that you maybe would stretch you too far, or maybe you couldn't quite handle. It sounds like a pretty important part of, you know, growing a business is knowing how quickly to scale up. Is that something obviously you've learned and you've really thought about as you gone along?
Yeah, look, every business requires a strategy and a set of choices as to where to focus early on. And in the initial stages of the business, it was very much about those self-serve events that people might run for themselves. But with backing from Google and Atlassian, their foundations
have contributed quite
a few million dollars towards this, because they can just see the potential for multiplying impact by funding something like a charity, the Humantics. So that's given us the funding to build more features that actually aren't on any other ticketing platform now. So we've gone from being we're good in this niche area through to getting on like the United Nations for International Women's Day, where Parliament House of Australia, we're running huge events now, and that's because
Westfield just moved their shopping centres across onto Humantics.
Oh, nice. That's a huge client.
We're ticketing up to 50,000 person events all around Australia.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you scaled pretty quickly.
UTS right next door, most of their events are now switching over to us.
Yeah. So this year we launched in New Zealand, and we're expecting to be international by around October this year.
Oh, wow. Are the other companies getting scared? Like, are we talking, you know, the big one, Ticketmaster, Ticketek, are they going, ooh, this is a new player in the market? Are they starting to think maybe they're going to change their models a little bit?
I think they're definitely paying attention to us, especially as they're seeing us roll out new features. So we in the last year, we very much went from catching up to getting far out ahead. And we're unique in that we're the only one that gives 100% of the profits to education. So we don't have shareholders who are getting their pockets lined. Our shareholders are children in the Philippines trying to get literacy. They're Indigenous students in Australia getting scholarships to schools.
That's so great. You talked about teaming up with Atlassian and winning this $1 million Google Impact Challenge. That's pretty amazing. But teaming up with Atlassian, who are one of the biggest, well, probably the biggest Australian tech company, how have they really contributed to the brand and the platform? Are they sort of bringing in some of their skills with the products that they've already developed and saying, here's a little bit of what you can do?
Yeah, Atlassian were the big game changer. So, I mean, when me and Adam were doing this from our parents' places, we went backwards for 2 years and we don't have any equity in this. So it was, we had a few private philanthropists from around Sydney, you know, chipping in here and there, but it was never going to be enough to make this scale. And then Atlassian came in and said, look, you've been growing quickly for the last 3 years with no investors. There's something to this idea. And so they've given us 3-year multi-million dollar funding.
Yeah.
But more than that, they're also the smart money for us. So their staff come and volunteer with our teams and run workshops. And last year, their security team did a full penetration test of our platform and then worked with our developers to fix things and to close gaps. Because, you know, everyone has, you know, you're starting a tech startup.
It's invaluable to have that sort of support.
And now we're doing the same with Google. So we've gone from, you know, 4 years ago a startup to now having the best ticketing software in the country.
Boom. People should look us up. If you don't know about it, Humanitix, it's just human with I-T-I-X on the end. And check them out on their website. You can find the events that are using Humanitix and find out some of the charities that you guys are donating to, which obviously, you know, is so cool to be able to track and see what's happening with these donations and the money that you're contributing and be able to find out what sort of good you're doing around the place. Must feel good.
Yeah, education is such an important area to invest in, and it's such an interesting way that Adam and Josh brought together a lot of heart but also a lot of smarts into coming up with the idea. They started wanting to help the most people. Josh will talk about his experiences discovering the impact that the sex trade can have on children, but their analytical approach, a hedge fund manager and an engineer, when they broke it down, they said, how can we make the most good for the most people? They looked at an industry where they could shift billions of dollars towards a cause rather than spend their time raising, say, millions of dollars for a charity, and realized that education is the ticket to opportunity, that if you get education right, the children are set up for better opportunities. They're protected from things that can go wrong in their life. And it makes the biggest impact overall.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thank you so much for coming in, both of you. It's really eye-opening. And I think hopefully people listening out there will go, Humanitix, keep an eye on what they're doing and you know, it can only grow. I saw that you updated your figure of the amount you've donated. Was it $300,000 now?
Yeah, and growing very quickly.
Yeah, it feels 250 just the other day. Now it's 300. Kicking goals.
It's
all
the
over
benefit
the place.
Of a tech. We scale at the pace of a tech company, so our impact is following that hockey stick growth as well.
Yeah.
And that was really why Atlassian and Google backed us, because they could see that a grant to us is just getting multiplied for them many times over, especially as we go global.
Fantastic. Joshua Ross, Adam Long, thank you for joining us in 2SER today.
Thank you.